The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
And our friend Pamela Gertz-Cabati from HouseLogic.com joins us again this week. HouseLogic.com brought to you by the NAR and features everything you need to increase, protect, and maintain the value of your home. Welcome back, Pamela. How are you?
Thanks, Gil. It's great to be back with you. I'm just terrific, enjoying the last bit of summer.
Yeah. Well, we're only about halfway through. We still have a whole month of summer to go here. Earlier in the summer, though, we talked about opening a vacation home. So now that we're halfway through and Labor Day is going to come up quicker than we would like, it's time to talk about closing your vacation home, I guess.
That's what I mean. This summer has gone by so quickly, in the blink of an eye to me. It's hard to believe Labor Day is around the corner, but it is. And so you definitely want to think about things you're going to need to do to protect your vacation home and its value, especially if you're not planning to be there on a regular basis or maybe at all during the off-season months. Now, if you need to bring in a handyman or contractor for some bigger maintenance projects, this is the time to line up the person while you have a little bit of time left in the summer. As we discussed back in June, there's a lot of value in your second home, whether you use it just for yourself or whether you rent it out. And a lot of our listeners have vacation homes. The NAR statistics show that the market share for vacation homes rose to 10% in 2009, up from 9% in 2008. And there's more good news. The median home price for a vacation home was $169,000 in 2009 compared to only $150,000 in 2008.
Wow. Okay. So that's good news. If you don't close up a vacation home properly, I mean, what can go wrong?
Well, the same things that can affect, you know, your primary residence can affect your seasonal home as well. But in that case, you might not be there to stop them or to, you know, step in right away. Mm-hmm. So the damage can really escalate. The big thing to look out for is water damage, whether it's a burst pipe or a little drip that just keeps on dripping and infiltrates floors, walls, even the foundation potentially.
All right. So what do you need to do to protect against water?
Well, they need to check their lines of defense. And by that, I mean, first and foremost, that your gutters, we got to get back in the gutter. The gutters are clean and clear, and your roof isn't harboring any unnecessary moisture. So in colder climates, if there's debris in the gutters, it can freeze and damage the gutters themselves. But it can also force freezing water up under your shingles or into the eaves, and that's eventually going to rot your roof. So, or worse, water can freeze within the gutter spouts, and then you have all kinds of problems because the water you want to get down them can't do that. So, now, if you're handy and you're not afraid of heights or ladders, you can clean your gutters yourself. We've talked about that before. Mm-hmm. Or you want to bring in a handyman. And there are great gutter cleaning tips at HouseLogic.com. And, of course, you want to make sure the downspouts of your gutters are always pointing away from your house.
Okay. And as long as we're up there, as long as we're talking about the roof and moisture?
So let me give you a few tips, we're talking about that. You want to make sure to remove leaves from the roof so they don't collect, trap moisture, and then decompose. This is especially important if the roof has intersecting surfaces and dormers where leaves can collect. You've seen that, kind of your roof valleys, if you will. You want to watch for moss, which can soak an asphalt shingle roof and create more freeze-thaw damage if you're in a wet climate, and it can also make shingles more brittle, which is not good. And your shake roofs aren't immune from moss damage either. Moss holds moisture against the wood, and that speeds rot. And moss can even crack cement or ceramic tiles. So what you want to do is use moss killer, the kind that's especially intended for roofs. You want to use it in the fall before you close up your home. Spread moss killer along the ridge of the roof and on any remaining green patches. It's only going to cost you about $20 for moss killer, and that'll treat about 3,000 square feet of roof.
Okay, now if you've had a vacation home for a number of years, you already know about this, but if you're headed into your first fall and winter of having a place that's mainly used during the summer, then this is fair warning for you. One of the things you really have to be aware of, especially talking about water damage, are the pipes.
Absolutely. I mean, who doesn't shudder at the thought of a burst pipe, right? It's everybody's nightmare. Yep. So there's some things you can do to protect yourself from that. First, you want to turn off the water and drain the pipes, especially if you're in a cold climate and the place is completely closed up for the season. You're not going to see it again until next summer. Now, some people may have heard of the drip method, just let a little water trickle from the faucets. But our experts say that's really too speculative, plus it wastes water. So you don't really want to go that route. You just want to make sure you turn it off and make sure you drain any water that's in the pipes. You also want to drain your toilet tanks. And here's a tip from one of our experts. If you feel like you need a little extra protection and you're planning to turn off the heat completely, you can pour a little bit of antifreeze in the toilet to winterize water left over in the trap. Now, it isn't particularly green, but, you know, it will save your toilet tank. If you leave the heat on a low setting, like 50 degrees, you don't need the antifreeze. But it's still a good idea to protect the plumbing in the ways that we're describing here, even if you're not planning to visit. If you're on a well system, and many vacation homes are, you want to make sure you drain the pump. That's very important. And in terms of the rest of the house, you want to open all your faucets, flush the toilets to drain the water left in the pipes, and you want to drain the hot water tank with a garden hose. You can even capture that water for your lawn if you want to be green. And you want to make sure you turn off the water tank completely, the hot water tank completely.
Yeah.
You also want to consider bringing in a plumber to winterize your pipes, especially in your crawl spaces. And what they'll do for you is wrap those pipes up in a kind of insulation that'll help make sure you don't have the freezing problem. And finally, last but not least, got to make sure you drain the water from all your outside hoses. You can also cover outside faucets with insulation if you'll be away from your vacation home during the cold months and won't be checking on it.
Okay, now a lot of the people listening may have a vacation place that does not get super cold in the winter, so they're not really looking at freezing, but they're still looking at some water-related issues that they need to prep for.
Absolutely. So let's talk about that. If you're in a wet climate, such as the Northwest, you might have surface or subsurface drainage systems specifically designed to carry as much moisture away from the foundation as possible. If you have a surface drain, such as a catch basin installed in your lawn, planting beds, or patio, get your garden hose out and run water through the system to make sure that there are no blockages. You want to make sure that when you get a heavy rain, it's able to get far away from those places you don't want the water to be. For both surface and subsurface systems, you want to make sure you remove any debris you're able to reach. And if you suspect there's a blockage that you can't access, call a landscape contractor for an estimate on repairs.
Okay, well, I only have a minute here, Pamela, so give me kind of a quick down and dirty laundry list of other things, you know, little things that people need to do before they close up the vacation home.
Here's the quick list. Turn off non-essential utilities, adjust furnace settings for climate, unplug appliances and electronics, close your storm shutters, get rid of any trash and perishable foods you may have in the house or in the fridge, bring in your outdoor furniture, and make sure you request mail forwarding service. You also want to turn on the alarm system, and last but not least, make sure all windows and doors are securely locked and weather stripped.
Okay, and you know, for those of you in ski areas, in winter sports areas, you're doing the opposite. You're thinking about opening up your vacation place, and you can still find those tips on houselogic.com. Pamela Griscavani, always a pleasure. I thank you for being with us again.
Thank you, Gil.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.